Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. And coming up on the show, we have got ourselves a situation in Pittsburgh to monitor. We've got an injury to Ben Roethlisberger, and we've got some critical comments towards his offensive coordinator, possibly some friction there in Pittsburgh. We'll dive into that. Plus, a battle at running back for one team in the NFC. What does it mean moving forward for that franchise? We've got an awful first pitch at Wrigley Field. We're going to rank some take me out to the ball game renditions from Wrigley as well. We're going to take a closer look also at a team in the NFC whose season is already over with. All of that is coming up next here. It's the Wednesday edition of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe for you right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
So we've got ourselves maybe a problem for what some people considered a Super Bowl contender. We'll get into all of that coming up here in just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington. It's Brady Quinn. It's Jonas Knox with you here on Fox Sports Radio. You can listen to us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. And, you know, it's Wednesday, LeVar. I don't know if you know what that means or not.
Oh, yes, I do.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yeah, we are fired up about it.
Hey, Brady, that's my Jonas voice, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jonas Knox here.
There's a spot on the network that plays in which I pop on, and the volume is way too high.
Yeah, he was so, very, very excited to do this.
And
spot.
It sounds, hey.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, just like, it's just very.
Jonas has a nice range of voices.
He
though.
Does. He can he go really, really deep, but he can go really high with it.
He can do the A, hey, LeVar. He can hit that falsetto.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Let's hear it.
When he needed to back in the day, hit that falsetto.
I mean, yeah, you know, I don't know. I might be a little too early for that.
They said he used to do telemarketing with that voice too. You know, late night.
Oh, Jonas, you have to have some stories from that.
Guy 7. You know what I mean?
Stories from telemarketing.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you a story. Yeah. I'll tell you a story. There was a company I worked for. We sold ink and ribbon supplies, and
I thought y'all sold fantasies.
Well, man. No, there's that too. That's hour three. Yeah, that's
hey, LeVar set you up, dude. Yeah. Oh, LeVar set you up right into that.
That is hour three. So we were working for a company selling ink and ribbon supplies, and a guy that I worked with used a fake name. And the name that he used was Jake Danzig because his favorite band was Danzig. And for it was for no reason at all. There was no purpose of it. It made no sense. He just thought it was funny. And so this guy called up a company trying to sell him ink and ribbon supplies on a call list.
Ink and ribbon.
And he says, I got those ink and toner for you. Get those shipped out right away. No problem. Get the right. And the guy's like, who's this? And the guy says, John, because for whatever reason he used a different name than his fake name, and he goes, John who? And he couldn't think of an answer because he was already in the lie, so he just said John Denver.
And
the guy on the other end goes, this is Merle Haggard, we're not interested, and hung up on him. It was so great. You will meet a lot of alcoholics in that business, by the way. A lot of them. They will
real
get after
quick
it
to cap
bit.
This off. Doesn't ink sell itself? Like, if you're out of ink, you just go get more ink or order ink.
Yeah. Like, it's a tough business.
Now, the ribbon
man.
Part is a little shaky. I don't know. Yeah. How did I come up with ink and ribbons? I mean,
I got fired.
That's a great point. You know, like, what makes those go together?
It's a weird combination.
I got fired from an ink and toner company because they went through my search history and saw I was applying for radio jobs while I was on the clock.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So
I'm sure that's why they fired
me. I swear to God. Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Listen, no,
hey,
look.
Kid, you know what? We realize that you want to better yourself and go find another job elsewhere. We'd look to your search history, we're going to fire you.
And
I'm sure that was the conversation.
We got complaints. Yeah. So the cubicle right, behind you says, you keep looking for change in your front pocket.
Too much pocket pool.
Too much change.
You're looking for that eight ball to go into the corner pocket. too much pocket pool.
It was the radio websites that got you fired.
Try 3.5 ball.
not all the other websites you're looking at.
I was going to say.
What a lie.
What an absolute lie.
The real 3.25 ball in the corner pocket.
All right,
so here we go. Are we on the air yet, by the way? Have we started the show? All right, so here we go, guys. Let's start in the NFL. We were going to start in the NBA, but we care about listeners. So we decided, all right, we want to keep the ratings up. So we started the NFL. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. They're called the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of people up in the Western Pennsylvania area call them the Pittsburgh Steelers. They've got a little bit of an issue. Ben Roethlisberger is dealing with some sort of an injury. His status is unknown. Here was his head coach yesterday talking about Big Ben.
We have some new injuries to contend with. Ben has a pec injury of some kind on his left pec that could affect him from a preparation standpoint. Don't have a idea how much as I sit here right now, but we better be ready to be adjustable and deal with that.
Well, I mean, the good thing is that the offense can't get much worse. So I guess there's that.
There's
to go along with all this. So
Hey, LeVar, have you ever hurt your pec?
No, I haven't, actually. I mean, maybe I've come close. Maybe I had situations where it could have happened, but no, I've never had it. Yeah.
I've never had it. The only thing I'm thinking in my back of my mind is if he got hit and landed awkwardly on the football or something as he's getting hit or going down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the only thing that can come to mind. And it's his left pec, so it really shouldn't impact his throwing motion that much. I mean, even your off-arm shoulder might, but not your pec.
I mean, it's more of a D lineman, offensive lineman, like when you're engaged on a tackle or engaged. Like that's
more of a weight room injury.
Yeah, like
sounds like a weight room injury, yeah, or different room injury, but not football.
Hold on a
second.
What do you mean? Are you saying Ben Roethlisberger wasn't in the weight room? Is that what you're trying to get out of bar?
I don't know.
I mean, that's your boy.
I don't know what that guy does on his time. I don't know. I'm just saying. Left pec, like that's, again, like Brady said, I think that's one of those things where it either could have came from a hit or maybe in the weight room or maybe somewhere else.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
So we don't know if he's going to, whether or not he's going to be available. This feels
like. Are we being serious?
Okay.
We really don't think he's going to try to play.
Well, look.
By the way, this could be his last year.
Right. Yeah, of course.
It probably is.
But I think, you know, Roethlisberger, he doesn't like to make much of his injuries. So
I'll put it this way. If they're trying to figure out pregame whether or not he can go, good luck. Because every time we ever went up and played the Steelers, whether I was in Cleveland or Kansas City or and whatever their team, opposing team, want to talk about, Ben Roethlisberger, Denver, he would almost never come out before the official warm-ups. Like, and LeVar, you know, like, you know how this goes. They test everyone out who's, like, questionable to play in the game
right
before the official warm-up goes, just to see if they can go or not. They'll test them out a little bit.
Yep.
And usually you'll see quarterbacks, wide receivers out there before.
Anyway.
Throwing. Yeah they'll be out there anyway, doing a routine, throwing and all that.
No.
I never in my life ever saw Ben Roethlisberger out there for like the pre-game routine. Like he was never. In fact, I saw one time it was cold, it was rainy. He was coming out in like a parka, and he just walked out, maybe got 20 feet from the tunnel, and then just turned around and went back inside. Like he thought about it, but didn't want to do it. He's never been that. So I have no idea how they're going to test him out, because it would go completely against his pre-game routine, that which he doesn't really do.
Yeah, I think the way Tomlin and his staff handles things, they'll make sure they're in a good spot with it before they get to game day. Now, if it's one of those last-minute situations where you got to test it out before the game to see, I would assume that they already had their contingency plan ready to go anyway, and that's what it sounds like. Coach Tomlin alluded to in his soundbites. So, you know, to me, this is one of those things where they're coming off of a tough loss against the Raiders, and Ben is trying to really solidify his career. I think that's the reason why he took the pay cut, the reason why he came back, is there's something left that he wants to prove. I would say it's a long shot, unless it's a serious injury to him, that he would actually miss a game following a loss and following a loss at home, knowing that, you know, Haskins could be, you know, we watched Haskins kind of fade away and disappear in Washington. But you can't forget the fact that he came out as a highly touted quarterback in the draft. A lot of people just said it was the maturity issues that were getting in his way. It wasn't the talent of Haskins. Haskins had a really good preseason for this Steelers team as well. Steelers team. He also had a really good preseason. So I would assume that there are multiple reasons as to why Ben will be super motivated to get through the injury and play this weekend.
Hey Jonas, you've haven't dealt with pec injuries, but you're really good with trying to determine whether someone's ready to play or not.
Yeah.
What would be the testing that the Steelers would do to ensure that Ben Roethlisberger's left pec can go?
I don't know. Take a couple snaps. I don't know how this impacts anything.
Take a couple snaps.
Yeah, I don't like. How does this impact anything? Like the fact that this is even this feels like the. Maybe Ben didn't want to come out and say it. Maybe he went to Mike Tomlin and said, "Hey, you can tell the media, but I'm dealing with this pec issue." Like it just feels like we're already at the point to where he's frustrated, and now we're looking around for.
You think it's something else?
Well, I just, I think that I'm not buying that this is this, catastrophic injury that could be the end of the era for Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh. This feels more like he's,
Let's do this really quick because we have time, fellas.
All right.
All right. Here's what we do.
All right.
We rank all the quarterback injuries that are out there right now. Okay. We rank the double sprained ankle with Carson Wentz. We rank the rib injury with Tua.
Okay.
We rank Ben Roethlisberger's pec injury.
Yes.
Okay. Tyrod Taylor's hamstring.
Yes.
We go through them all, fellas.
Okay.
Let's rank all the injuries. What's the worst? What's the least?
All right. So do we need now we have some game show music here. We have a live studio band. No stone unturned here for two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. They are socially distanced, masked on. They have instruments in their hands they're wearing medical gloves to make sure none of the germs get on any of the instruments. I'm going to go Carson Wentz with the worst injury because when you sprain both ankles, you can't even take a crap without it being uncomfortable. So I'm going to go Carson Wentz with the worst injury of the bunch.
I don't know how serious those ankle injuries are, though.
Well,
are they high double ankle sprains? Is one low? Is one mid?
All
right.
High ankle sprains are much worse than any other ankle sprain.
I'll go Tyrod Taylor 2, because it's a hammy, and that could take a long time to heal. Plus, he was playing well, so he gets kind of screwed. I'm going to go Tua with the rib injury three, because I've heard rib injuries are very painful. I've never had one, but I've heard they're painful. And then I'm going to go Ben Roethlisberger pec injury as the fourth most significant of all the quarterback injuries.
You want to go next, or you want me to take it?
You could take it, LeVar.
I'm going to go with Big Ben as the number one injury this list. And the reason being is that we really are perplexed as to how this could be a serious injury and why it's a serious injury. And so, therefore, it probably is a much more serious injury than what any of us would know. And that's possibly why Mike Tomlin spoke about it. Number two. Is definitely going to have to be Tyrod Taylor's hamstring. Reason being, he's a mobile quarterback. And obviously, having the ability to be able to move around, stick it in the ground, so to speak, be able to deliver those passes downfield. Well, Tyrod can do it. And obviously, he's not going to play. So that's significant. I think the rib injury is an injury that Tua could possibly play with, obviously, and wants to play, because obviously if he doesn't play, he may never play again. And so I think he's looking at that rib injury as a manageable situation that he has going on. And so, therefore, that's not as serious an injury as it should be.
And you think the double sprained ankles are fourth?
Yeah, I mean, easily number four, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, easily number four.
So I'm going to start off.
Brady, you said he can't move anyway. So what's two?
That's a great point. How much is it really hindering him? That's a great point. I'm gonna go with Tyrod Taylor's number one for all the aforementioned reasons, but also because I think this hurts this team.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
The Texans were competitive with him at starting quarterback. I don't know what to expect with Davis Mills on a short week at home tomorrow night. We'll see. We'll see, but I think it's so punitive to the team that he's not out there, and it goes with the run of unluckiness that he's had. Next up, though, I'm with LeVar. I mean, this pec injury, and I've heard from a rumor too that it might be impacting Ben Roethlisberger's drinking hand. He tends to be a left-handed drinker,
okay.
So the pec might actually hurt that potential. I'm just saying. And then I've got Carson Wentz.
Be able to get that water in. You know what I mean?
That's right.
That water bottle intake is serious on game day.
And then I've got Carson Wentz.
Interesting.
And mostly because of the stress that the double ankles have actually put on his body. Rumor has it that there is also some other developments on the back of his neck that Jonas is going to take shots at him on the other side of this. Yeah, so that's going to be an issue.
He needs
a
shot for that neck.
Yeah.
Exactly. He might be on the neck IR if Jonas has his way.
I mean,
and then Tua's injury is last because, look, it's manageable. It's all about pain management. They can shoot it up. I think he'll still be able to play. So I'll put Tua's as the least of all four injuries.
Wow, that is something. I mean, I feel like we've really gotten to the root of everything here. Now, you keep mentioning Carson Wentz's neck. I don't know what you're alluding to, Brady. I'm not quite sure what you're getting at there. Does he have some sort of an acne problem on the back of his neck or something?
I don't know about acne.
Yeah, cyclops.
You explained it as I don't know if you've ever had some of those pot stickers or goiza.
That is.
You basically
explained
it as
one again.
Yeah,
you explained it as a pork dumpling on the back.
Thank goodness. I ate them yesterday. I'll never eat them again.
LeVar's got a weak stomach.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, LeVar's got a weak stomach.
They are good,
you can't
but
mess
I mean, that's what it reminds Jonas of.
No, listen, look, I'm not here to pick on anybody. I just think when you bathe, I'm just telling you, like when you're walking through the supermarket and you pass on body wash and you go with WD-40, I think you get what you got coming to you. I'm sorry. So I'm not here to feel
that
bad.
That is a good smell,
a
though.
Yeah,
I mean, for the I like the WD-40
smell. I do too.
I just don't recommend using that on the back of your neck. Bad things happen. End up
WD-40 gasoline. I miss the smell of gasoline.
Yeah, tell me about it. By the way,
rich people problems.
By the way, we are brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. It is two pros and a cup of Joe. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox coming up next. There is a team in the NFL that is lying to you. They are lying to you. Their owner is lying to you. We will expose them
lying
next year on FSR.
Hi.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum!
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up later on this hour, somebody on this show will try and do the impossible. They will try and do the impossible here. We will get to that coming up later on in the hour here on Fox Sports Radio.
So it's not timeout this week?
What's that?
It's not timeout this week?
Timeout.
Different. You come up with different themes all the time.
Well, listen, I just... You know, I'm trying to just tease ahead. A little radio.
Hey, look, there's the potential for that, LeVar. Jonas could put either one of us in the penalty box.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
First of all, I'm not putting anybody on timeout. LeVar is a TV star.
All right, here we go. Here you go, man.
Like, facts are facts. So LeVar is going to be on FS1.
I thought you were teasing, man. I thought that was a tease.
Well, no, that's not part of the tease, but I do think it is worth pointing out.
pointing out that you being a TV star, you are going to be on Fox Sports 1 coming up later on.
That's right,
baby. That's very overstated.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know.
Thank you.
I would check, you know, I would check it out. I would, you know, potentially DVR it, or keep the radio on, but watch LeVar on TV. It's a little radio magic here on that.
Very interesting. FSR. Very funny. What? Ha ha ha! I'm
You're
laughing.
You're a TV star. What's
I'm
wrong?
I'm dying
with
laughing.
Brady's
on the
a TV
inside.
Star too.
No,
Brady's really a star. That's a real big show. No. Like he's a host on his show.
That's supposed to be.
I come in. I fill in. Like you know, it's like, hey, can you do this? Sure, I make myself available.
Yeah, but come
even
on.
If that means, you know, stepping away from you guys for a few minutes.
Well, listen,
I mean, it is TV. Yeah. You know, some of us got to get it where we could get it.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear
that's
you,
right, baby.
Yeah.
Get in where you're fitted.
Yeah, get in where
you're fitted. Especially
on a day
like today.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, it is hump day.
I mean, you have to. I mean, now, are you going to mention that it's hump day on FS1, or is that going to...
No, I'm much more professional when I do television.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Come on, man, stop that. Well, it's a joke.
I'm trying to...
People are sitting there... Right, especially... Especially with people walking by in the background.
LeVar's doing his TV hits. There's a homeless guy, you know, snorting coke off the ground.
Possums and raccoons walking by, you know.
Literally, like, some guy by the bus stop, you know, wiping himself with a newspaper somebody left over from the 90s.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's all right, though. I mean, a little radio magic
that's
here.
That's an old newspaper, man.
Yeah, damn right.
I wonder where
it is.
He found it from. It's probably worth something.
That's probably the same place the roach came from.
Oh, jeez.
all right. By the way,
comfortable roach. That roach don't use newspapers. That roach uses watch rags.
That roach was smoking a cigarette.
Yes. With slippers for every single part of every foot he has.
You know, listen, a lot of people didn't know that you were a TV star, but it's amazing the things you discover on this show. And speaking of which.
Oh, well done.
All right. That is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox coming up 15 minutes from now. I'm going to try and do the impossible. Now I'm going to do something that I don't believe anybody else is going to attempt to do in the world of sports, and I'm going to be mocked at by specifically Brady Quinn. I can already tell I'm going to.
Yeah, it's because you telegraph your passes. You know, I know exactly where he's going. I do. I can already tell how he's going to end up handling this.
So you're telling me I'm focusing on the receiver, staring him down the whole time.
You are staring down where you want to go with the football every time you drop back.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of the football, there's only one football to go around in Dallas, and according to Jerry Jones, contract status. For the running backs involved, Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott will not factor in to the ultimate decision about who's going to get the rock at any given Sunday. Tony Pollard looks a little bit more explosive. He looks like there's a little bit more there. Zeke still feels like it's not the same Zeke that we've seen in years past. But nonetheless, he got a big-time fat contract. And furthermore, he got one hanging out in Cabo with Eric Dickerson. I mean, you talk about that. That is how you negotiate a deal. So here we are. The Cowboys are trying to, spoil the, there's nothing to see here. Contracts aren't going to determine who gets to play. But nonetheless, we've got ourselves a situation at running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I know Brady was saying there was a controversy before the show. I don't know if I want to go that far. But here we are at the running back position here in Dallas.
Why do you do that? I'm not saying there's a controversy.
Why do you do that?
It just makes
you
me
wouldn't be wrong.
Yeah,
you wouldn't be wrong.
So, when I watch them now, and this is probably I see the same thing. Who cares? But Tony Pollard clearly has more of a burst.
Yes.
Like he has more of what you're looking for. And when you look at the wear and tear, for example, Zeke's 2 years older, but not even so much that he's 2 years older. Let's just look at rushes, for example. Let's look at total touches, for example. He's got 1,685 total touches between rushes and receptions, okay, in his career. Tony Pollard has 253. So when you talk about wear and tear, like on the other side of those touches, those rushes, those receptions, is a guy like LeVar hitting him, okay? And that's one of the biggest differences I see between these two is you've got a back in Tony Pollard who's 24 years old, has – what is the math on that? What is that, an eighth? Essentially an eighth of the touches that Zeke Elliott's had in his career. And it shows. Tony Pollard looks more explosive. And look, I'm sure the more he touches the football, the more he has to deal with injuries, getting banged up. Zeke went through a period of time, too, where he was running behind an offensive line for the Cowboys that was banged up. And I think a lot of people have always felt like they've got to stop the run and force Dak to win with his arm. But I'm not saying there's necessarily a controversy, but we're getting to a point where Tony Pollard's the back that I think people look at and say, that's the guy I'm more concerned with in their backfield. Zeke Elliott's great, but he's not the same home run hitter that he once was. Tony Pollard's now that back.
Yeah, I think you got to look at it from the same sensible conclusion, but a different focal point, which is Ezekiel Elliott is not as explosive. Ezekiel Elliott is not as effective and impactful. He has a little bit of top-end speed. You could see that in some of the pass plays that he's been involved in. But he's not a, as you mentioned, he's not a game changer. So I don't even have to qualify what Ezekiel Elliott represents right now based off of the effectiveness and the impact of Tony Pollard. The biggest concern here, if I'm looking at it, and I'm a Dallas Cowboys person that's either a fan or making decisions, is that this guy's contract does not match his production. Like, that's just clear. That's plain and it's simple. So when you look at this and you ask, is this a perfect situation? It's a perfect situation if you're looking at it from the standpoint of Ezekiel Elliott probably will find himself in a situation where his contract is the demise of his career in Dallas, if he's not willing to do something different moving forward. Now, he's probably okay with what his work situation is and what his pay situation is, but he can't be easy or comfortable with knowing he's in the situation that he's in right now. It is a red flag, and it probably will turn into a controversy because you have a very he's not nowhere near as highly paid as Ezekiel Elliott is, but he is the changer. He is a momentum changer. He is a big playmaker. When you saw them needing a big play, it was Tony Pollard that came up with it. He's already gone over 100 yards. He went over 100 yards rushing in the game against the Chargers, and he's seemingly the back that they need to use in order to get things going in their running game. So to me, that's more about Ezekiel Elliott, because if you're really looking at it from a critical standpoint, even if it's not Tony Pollard, you're still looking at it like, I'm paying this man a franchise running back contract, and he's literally the second best back on our team at this point. That's a problem.
Let me ask you guys a question. Which contract negotiation did the Cowboys lose worse, Zeke or Dak?
Well, right now, Zeke.
Yeah.
I mean, you've never seen at least Dak Prescott came out firing, guns a-blazing, yes, against Tampa Bay,
yes,
and gave you hope. And then, you know, gave them – they had the opportunity to win this game the way that they did against the Chargers. But Zeke, you haven't seen the Ezekiel Elliott that – was being compared to the best, if not the best, back in the league.
Yeah.
You have not seen him post contract.
There's a lot of reasons too. I'd make that case. I mean, I think the first is with Dak, you needed to continue to keep seeing him over and over and over again. There were some questions. I don't think he had questions about Zeke and what he was, but the difference was, if I'm not mistaken, he had 2 years left on his deal. Like,
yes,
That was almost a precedent-setting deal where Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones jumped the gun 100% in doing a deal with a running back that, yeah, he had proven himself, but still, it's just most organizations don't want to do what they did at any other position, maybe besides quarterback. So that was the first precedent that they set that wasn't good. And then they signed him to a contract where he's under contract through 2026. That's the final year of his deal.
Jeez.
So they can't get out of it for a while. Now, they could technically before the 2023 season and only face, I think, almost a $12 million dead cap hit. And they could break that up in 2 years if it was a post-June 1 designation, but, you know, and split it up in 2 years, so it won't be that bad. But they signed themselves into a deal that they're locked into. So those are all the things that I think you're looking at saying, if there's one contract situation they mismanaged, it's definitely that one. Because I would make the case that, you know, they needed to see more from Dak. They did. Now that they saw it, they paid the man what he deserved.
Yeah, it's that's funny. Jerry Jones being Mr. Businessman. I wonder how that sits with him. Or does he look at it and just say, you know what, I'm making so much money, who cares? I mean,
I think it's the people who have
money, they want more money and they want to protect the money they have.
Yeah.
That goes without saying. Oh. Yeah, and they don't smell gas or WD-40.
Very good.
Yeah, miss those smells.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
the big
ballers.
Well, I think it's, you know, because people have had masks on. Literally any excuse for Roberto to hit the fart drop in the system.
Not to get on a complete sidetrack, but I'll say this much: I think people, because I have to travel now every week. I think people have started to really just let it go in public. I'm just saying, man. They're not holding it in anymore. They know people are wearing masks in public places.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. And in particular on airplanes.
Yeah.
You know what? If you take your mask off on an airplane, it smells like a damn cow pasture.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
People are couldn't light a match, otherwise the entire thing would light up because of all the gas in there.
Oh, man. That is
I'm just being real with you guys.
Like that match.
Everybody singed.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
A whole lot of singeing.
I'm just saying, before, you maybe had some people who, like, they'd let it go. They'd be looking around like, oh, who did that? You know, blame it on other people. Now no one even questions it because they've all got masks on.
There's no greater feeling than, like, you're on the first date and you say your goodbyes and you're far enough away to where you can just sort of let it rip. Yeah, that's what everybybody's doing on a plane now. I mean,
you really drew that picture, though. Yeah. Like, after that first date when I walked away, like, you literally relived that. I'm watching you relive it while you're
talking. Where he lifts that leg up.
Yeah, you lift the leg up.
You don't want to be blatant
about
it.
Curl your face.
There's a certain distance away. Like, within 10 feet, you cough to drown it out if you can't wait that long.
Right.
After about 20 feet,
you flush the toilet,
you clap your hands almost like there's a gnat in front of you. Yeah, you want to, like, oh, what the hell's that? And you clap your hands.
I have an uncle who always lifts his leg up when he...
Yeah, that's... See, you're just telegraphing it. You don't want to do that. It seems very obvious.
Well, no. I think it's a technique to not make it sound as loud. Because, again, you're trying to make sure the vibe.
Yeah, there's the cough as well. Yeah. And then there's times where you mistime the cough and you think you got it.
All.
Yeah, so then you do one of these, like, and it seems
Or you just blame it on some
people
animal.
People look at you, that was not a real cough. That was a cover-up.
Yeah, it's, you know. So
it was him, Dad.
Yeah, but again, I mean.
Frog that I heard?
Not that I know.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. Coming up next, I'm going to try and do the impossible. Brady thinks he knows where I'm going with this discussion. He's dead wrong.
Okay.
We're getting to that next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Redestein tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe. Uh-huh. It's LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and Jonas Knox. Hey! Coming up, top of next hour, very bizarre handling of a situation in the NFL by a couple of coaches. Very strange how they go about doing this, but we'll get into all of that here, top of next hour on FSR. By the way, when a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if the signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train, stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by NHTSA. All right. So, you guys have talked about throwing out the first pitch.
Do you want me to give you the guess of where I think you're going? Do you want to pick this off before you even get there?
Well, yeah, we'll see if, go ahead.
Okay. All right.
Pick it off.
Go ahead.
So Conor McGregor threw out the first pitch. Was that at Wrigley, by the way?
That was at Wrigley Field.
That was Wrigley, right? Yeah. That's what
you ever been there, Brady?
I've been there once. I've actually done that once.
Harry Carey's a cool spot.
It is. Yeah, it's a great spot. Gets a little crazy there.
Definitely.
If you know what I mean. So
you about done in there?
Sometimes you put on a suit, right? Because you want to look dapper, especially if you're a guy like Conor McGregor. And most guys, especially if you're from Europe, they want that European cut.
Yeah, damn right.
And what that means is, you ever seen those vacuum seals, right? You put stuff in a plastic bag, you vacuum seal it, just sucks all the air out, so everything's just packed tight.
Yeah.
It's kind of how, that's what a European cut suit is. It is glued to your body.
Yep.
Now, the problem with that is you're not going to be able to really move much. You're gonna have a hard time, you know, doing most physical activities, maybe even throwing a baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, Conor McGregor's suit was so tight, LeVar, he had a hard time controlling where the ball was going, because once he brought his arm up to throw,
It was
going to come back down, but his entire body was going to come back down with him because of that tight suit. So Conor McGregor was trying to do the impossible by throwing out a first pitch in that tight of a European cut suit.
All right. Now,
is that what you were going to say?
Where were we at, Jonas?
Is that what you were going to say?
I mean, it's in the ballpark.
Well, no, go ahead. Tell us what you're going to say.
Well, let me just defend the tight suit first and foremost. As somebody who was at a wedding this past weekend and saw some people in some loose-fitting suits, it looks terrible. Get a tight suit. All right, you know, do what Brady does on Big Noon Kickoff. All right, get something
unless
that's painted on.
Unless you're chubby in the belly like me.
You got to figure that out. Stop. No, you're not. You are not.
You got to figure it out.
But, yeah, listen, the suit was a little tight, so that may have thrown off the trajectory there.
These big artists.
That was actually Brady outside Harry Carey's. So here's the here's really the other portion of this.
I believe
he threw off the mound. All right. Now I believe he did throw off the mound. He shattered his leg. He snapped his leg not that long ago.
So he's still sore.
Well, yeah, he's like still got somewhat of a brace on, and he's still out trying to fight Machine Gun Kelly, working out all the time. He's traveling the country. He was at the Cowboys Chargers game this past week. He's at Wrigley throwing out the first pitch. Like, I don't know what. So you guys have been through a lot of rehab. If your leg snapped and it was almost a compound fracture.
What brace are you saying he's wearing?
It's got like this. It's like one of those like Alex Smith braces to where he's got it. Like he's got to keep the bone.
He's not wearing it in the video, though.
It looks like he's got something on underneath.
Like, are you sure that's not something else?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I'm not here to have that discussion.
Oh. Right,
but so yes, I would like to defend him because his suit was a little tight. But then,
because that was where you wanted to go, you just tried to make up the rest.
Because I'm a broadcast professional, I was able to pivot there and steer the conversation another way. Because I've had to filibuster on weekend overnight several times, so I know what it's like to come up with something on the fly when you realize that the topic you're in is awful and you're drowning and there's nobody else out there to save you. I'll just ask you guys this. If you were his trainer or you were a doctor, would you recommend after snapping a leg that you fight Machine Gun Kelly at the VMAs and then go to Wrigley Field and throw out the first pitch off the mound in a suit?
That's part of his persona. I mean,
he just snapped his leg.
Well, that's part of McGregor's persona. He's a tough SOB, and you got to do things that, he's promoting as proper and stuff like that. He's got a lot of stuff going on, and he's a businessman, and he sells his brand. For a long time, before he started taking all them L's, we compared him to Mayweather in the MMA.
Yes.
It's like, this is the Mayweather of MMA. He's okay with being the bad guy. He's okay with the persona that he has. So I think he just maintains his persona. And whether his leg is broken or whether his finger is hanging off his hand or whether he's throwing pitches like far, far, far to the right, It is what it is.
Okay, was his first pitch better than yours, LeVar?
No.
Okay, so yours was Brady.
Mine was at least accurate. I bounced it, but it was at least accurate.
All right. What about you, Brady? How was yours in comparison to Conor McGregor?
Well, I mean, mine looked like an actual pitch compared to his. I mean, mine actually made it over the plate. We were good. There's no issues there.
Is it weird that an MMA fighter can't throw a pitch like that, or is it really just all about the suit?
It's like watching a wrestler try to play basketball. They never practiced shooting hoops because it was always during the wrestling season, so they never learned how.
But it's got to mortify the players. Like, I know those players be looking at us when we throw that stuff like, dang, dude, like, baseball players should get way more love.
Yeah, but you know what? You ever seen a baseball fight? All right, that's what Conor McGregor says when he looks at them.
Yeah, so, well, that's fair.
And now,
that's
now we're fair. Even, just trying to
that's
defend
why they don't
it.
Do it often.
Brady trying to derail my tease.
You think I was right.
You think you're a NHTSA?
Picked you off.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now, free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!